In its report, the United Nations panel headed by South African Judge Richard Goldstone said Israeli forces and Palestinian Hamas forces committed violations of international law, including war crimes, during the 22-day conflict, which left 1,400 Palestinians and 13 Israelis dead. Among its recommendations, the panel said Israel and Hamas, which controls Gaza, should face potential prosecution in The Hague if they do not conduct independent and credible investigations within 6 months. But the report provoked angry reaction in the U.S. Congress, where many lawmakers condemned it as biased, while others asserted it contained balanced criticism of Israel and Hamas. The House resolution calls the Commission's report irredeemably biased and unworthy of further consideration or legitimacy, and urges the Obama administration, which has already condemned it, to strongly oppose its endorsement by the United Nations. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer was among Democrats and Republicans, characterizing the Goldstone report as biased and taking aim at the UN Human Rights Council, which established its mandates.
The Human Rights Council mandates for the report specifically targeted Israeli actions, ignoring the deliberate Hamas attacks on civilians that provoked Israel's self-defense in Operation Cast Lead.
However, Republicans and Democratic opponents said the resolution itself was biased, asserting that by passing it, the House would be demonstrating that it wants to cover up the truth about actions in Gaza by both Hamas and Israel. Here is Democratic Representative Betty McCullough.
This resolution is blatantly biased and it damages U.S. credibility. This resolution seeks to hide the ugliness of the Gaza war by covering up violent excesses committed against innocent civilians by both Hamas and the Israeli Defense Force.
Republican Representative David Price asserted that passage would also complicate U.S. efforts for peace between Israelis and Palestinians and negatively impact Israel's own investigations.
Israel is a strong and resilient democracy. Successfully investigating this episode could only make it stronger. We shouldn't pass this resolution now, which could actually hinder the wheels of justice before they've ever begun to turn.
Richard Goldstone, who headed the United Nations inquiry, wrote last week to the Democratic chairman and senior Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Howard Berman and Ileana Ross-Lehtinen, demanding changes to correct what he called serious factual inaccuracies. Though he and Ross-Lehtinen agreed to some changes, Congressman Berman asserted Tuesday that the commission's conclusions remain flawed. He said lawmakers needed to voice a position before Wednesday's UN General Assembly consideration of a resolution supported by Arab countries on the Goldstone report.
The fact is, I truly believe the report is flawed.
Israel and the United States have been urging foreign governments to vote against the resolution on the Goldstone report. Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International have called for implementation of its recommendations. Human Rights Watch urged U.S. lawmakers to vote against the resolution in the House of Representatives. Besides urging the Obama administration to oppose any further consideration of the Goldstone report in multilateral forums or measures stemming from it, the resolution also reaffirms support for Israel's security and right to self-defense and its right to defend its citizens from violent militant groups and their state sponsors. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.